An animal sleeps when it is not active. This is Dr. Herbert O'Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. An animal sleeps when it is not active. We are living in animal bodies, human bodies we call them. They're a little more refined and a little more exceptional than an animal's body may be. But we have all more or less evolved from that animal body. Do we like to sleep? Do we like to sleep when we are not busy with something? Do we like to engage ourselves in something that turns us on and makes us feel happy and makes us feel rewarding and wonderful? Yes, we do. Do we like to take naps? Oh, yes, we do. Why? We can look at children, of course. They're a perfect example. The little children love to sleep. They love to stop whatever they're doing in mid-action and just take a nap. And after they've had their nap, they're ready to go spit and vinegar right off the bat. Nothing stops them. But when they're ready to stop, they stop. When they're ready to drop into sleep, they drop into sleep. And they will sometimes fight sleep because they were having so much fun or they don't want to stop doing what they're doing. But sleep overtakes them and they go to sleep and have a lovely dream, lovely rest. And then when they wake up, they forget all about what they were so excited about just before they went to sleep. And then they go off onto other adventures and other activities. Now, we have a lot to learn from animals and from children. We have a lot to learn from people who are no longer on the threshold of life and running, running, running. They live three-hour days. Some people say they're so proud of having so little sleep. Well, it's not a matter of being proud of having little sleep or a lot of sleep. It's a matter of sleeping whenever the body calls for it. Sleeping whenever the body says, hey, let's take a break. Let's take a pause. And so off into dreamland you go. You may not go into solid sleep where you're tussled into your bed, but you may very well go into a very definite sleep. And as you go into the sleep, you have your dreams or you have your relaxed attitudes. Your body is not in high gear, theoretically, when you're in sleep. Now, scientists are trying to show us that our bodies really are in high gear when we are in sleep, that we are doing all sorts of meaningful things. And then scientists are showing us that there are certain times and certain areas that when we get into sleep and when we get into a restful condition, that our bodies take on a complete somnolence and no longer have any attitude toward being awake, just completely being relaxed. And that moment, that opportunity to be completely relaxed is what the body wants to do because it's a rejuvenation time for it. It's not so much a rejuvenation time for the muscles of the body and for the activities of the body, the physicality of the body, but it's an opportunity for the mental apparatus. Our mental apparatus that operates our body, we call our mind and our autonomic nervous system and all these other beautiful things, they are operating 24/7. They are operating every moment of our life. And if they're not operating, we've called it quits and we're ready to move on to the next dimension. But so long as we're on a dimension, this dimension, and our body is being used and our minds are being used, they have cycles that they go through that are most beneficial to them. Now, a dog is a good example because a dog, when he's not doing something, when he has nothing to play with, when he has nothing to entertain him, he just lays down, goes to sleep. And a dog will go to sleep at night and go to sleep during the day. A dog will be in a restful state often. And you'll notice this about other animals, too. Oh, there are some creatures that seem to be buzzing all the time. And if we finally get to studying them, we'll find out that their autonomic nervous system is operating on a subliminal level that does not concern the mind. It just is going on doing its job. And then let's look at ourselves. What is your heart doing when you're sleeping? Oh, it's sleep. It moves at a slower beat. But what's it doing? It's constantly beating. What is your autonomic nervous system doing? It's keeping your lungs, it's keeping your blood flowing, it's keeping every activity of your body moving in a harmonious cycle, so that when you wake up, oh, you may yawn and stretch a moment and feel relaxed, but then everything is back on the proper tension, on the proper spring, on the proper attitude. Not necessarily negative, but on the proper attitude that keeps us operating. Dogs do the same thing. When a dog wakes up, he stretches and he is so enthusiastic about getting going. And every bone of his body, he stretches and gets it going. And it's because it's been resting and it's been in the autonomic nervous system state of operation. And it's ready to go back into full report again. Animals do that. They do that because that's their nature. They do that because they feel no reason not to. Now, an animal can teach itself to stay awake while it's asleep, to be alert to any noise, to be alert to anything that might disturb its livelihood, because it has that survival desire. Yes, man does. Everyone does. They have the desire to survive. Even when you're choking for breath, you're desiring to live by choking for breath, by wanting breath. It's a natural thing within all beings, all life forms, to have a synchronization of what's going on in their body. All activities are flowing harmoniously, one with the other, all autonomically working together in a harmonious way. And when we stop that, because we give ourselves the opportunity for less sleep, because we let our drives on the physical be too much, what we are doing is we are reducing our ability to be effective beings. A dog that is always living in a state of terror, an animal that's always living in a state of alertness, lives a very short life. Now we say, oh, that's interesting, isn't it? Dogs live maybe 15, 18 years. Man lives how many years? 60, 70, 100 years, depending upon how conditions are in the world. And would we like to have a shorter lifespan? Would we like to have a longer lifespan? How would we like to live? We can learn to be like an animal in a respect that when we're not active, we can take a nap. When we're not active, we can sit down and relax. We can read a book, but reading a book keeps us alert and aware. Meditation is a natural aspect of man's being. Because meditation is a natural aspect of man's being, it's like breathing, it's like thinking, it's like living, it's like eating. It's like having the blood flow through our system, the lymph gland flowing all its lymph fluid through the system, all for a very definite purpose, air going into our lungs for a definite purpose, vision coming out of our sight and our voice coming out of our bodies, all these things for a very definite purpose. Well, now, we have learned meditation, and we have learned meditation is to think about. And so when we can quietly sit and just meditate, we will find ourselves drifting into unaware meditation, unaware thinking. We'll drift into an attitude like sleep, where we are not aware of where we are, but we're not really asleep. To be asleep is a different feeling, a different attitude. But to be in meditation is to be very much alert, but yet very much unaware of all the world, all the life forces that go on around us. We could learn a lot from the animals. Do you think that when an animal is sleeping or meditating or lying there doing nothing, that he's just sleeping? Well, I have a feeling that animals meditate as much as human beings meditate. I think that all life meditates as much as anything else. When a rock is sitting there doing nothing, you say, "A rock, come on now." Yes, when a rock is sitting there doing nothing, it's in a state of meditation. And if you disturb that state of meditation by saying to the rock, "What are you thinking about?" That rock will commute. It will tell you what it's thinking. It will tell you what is going on in its great and wonderful thought process, in its meditation process. If you ask a little child to say, "Penny for your thoughts," and the little child says, "My thoughts are worth more than a penny." And you say, "Well, no, just a penny for your thoughts. Just tell me, if you like, what are you thinking about?" "Well, I was thinking about driving a car and going up a hill, and the car's chugging along, and I was thinking, no, I'm going to put a Wittiger engine in that car so it goes up the hill easier, and then I'll go down the hill, and then I'll think of, I'm going to make a car that doesn't need any gas or any electricity or any energy at all. It just moves whenever I want it to move, and it moves me. I think that I'll have a house. And I'm going to have a house that's on top of the hill where you can see everything. But I like a house in the valley, so I'm down in the valley and I can see the horses and I can see the cows and I can see the animals. And I like a house on the seashore, and I like a house in the city, and I like a house in the country, and I like a house, oh, on the moon. Oh, wouldn't that be fun, a house on the moon? Oh, yes." And what is a child thinking about? Rational, irrational thoughts. Irrational thoughts wrapped in rational garb, and irrational garb wrapped in irrational thoughts. How wonderful. Life is just filled with glorious adventures, but it's only when we take time to sleep, we take time to rest, we take time to meditate, we take time to go away from the busy hustle-bustle of every moment living, and truly not terribly important at that. We can learn from the dogs, we can learn from the animals about relaxation, because they have learned an alert relaxation where they handle the necessities of their life, just like our autonomic nervous system handles for us, and yet they can relax and presumably not think about anything, just go off into dreamland. And scientists are checking dogs who shake their legs and they are running and chasing a rabbit or doing something, and they have not come up with any conclusion at all. It's just the natural motion of the body, a natural movement of the body. It has nothing to do with whether they're chasing a rabbit or not, because truly, they indeed are not. If we could be like an animal, if we could be like a dog, and sleep whenever we're not doing something that keeps us active, we would live eternally. We say, "Why don't dogs live eternally?" That's not our discussion right now. To why a dog has a lifespan that it has, or why man has a lifespan that it has, or why animals have a lifespan that they do, and fish and birds and various things. But the thing is, if we really got down to the nuts and bolts of this thing, we'd realize that there is no cessation of time. There is no end of time. All creatures and all beings live eternally. And it's just for us to understand that eternality and understand how it works. But back to our animals again, and sleeping and being able to relax whenever they're not active. When we train ourselves to relax whenever we're not active, we are the better for it. We are the better for it, for we live a more balanced and more harmonious life. And our world is a wonderful world. Indeed, it's a wonderful world and a happy world and a world filled with every good and beautiful and marvelous experience. And it's just up to us to enjoy it, because we let go and let ourselves relax and be at peace. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.